Well, Kevin, there's nothing like making it easy, is there?
No, as I said, it's always a bit nerve-wracking towards the end. I thought Tommy's made a great save at the end as well, but you know, all in all, I thought it was a great performance from the lads again. They showed great character, great togetherness, and as I said, you know, 3 points is 3 points.
And even opening few minutes, but then Owen Doyle pops up to do what he's been doing all season with that goal.
You know, we're all so pleased for Owen. You know, his work rate that he gives to the team, he doesn't moan wherever he's asked to play. I thought his play for our man's goal was outstanding, and he's capped it off with a great performance with what a finish. You know, to grace any sort of football, that's a good finish. So we're all pleased for him.
And at 3-0 up with, 10 minutes of the second half gone, the bench must have been thinking job done, but clearly not.
No, I don't think you can ever say job's done, certainly in this league and certainly against a team like Peterborough, who are, you know, an excellent team. But, you know, it's so pleasing to get back-to-back wins in any league is a credit, and full credit to the players. I thought they was outstanding. And we always say, you know, it's not the team that starts the game, it's the team that finishes the game. And I thought that it showed today, because everyone, you know, put a performance in, which was so pleasing.
You mentioned about back-to-back wins. It's been a frustration this season. That's the first back-to-back league win since the first two games of the season, isn't it? It's been a while coming.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, you can never take anything for granted, certainly in this league. You know, it's a very, very tough league, and, you know, for us, you know, we're still learning all the time. I think that's now, after Peterborough today, we've played everyone in the league. So, you know, we've had a good baptism of fire, and I thought the lads have been absolutely, you know, first class. I think the togetherness, the character, we say that throughout, you know, there's a strong togetherness in that dressing room, and it just shows to get two back-to-back wins. It was evident today.
You said about the it's not about the team that starts. Well, one man missing from the starting line, it was Jimmy Ryan. What was the issue with him?
Jimmy's picked up a knock in training, you know, which was very disappointing, because he's having an excellent campaign. But, he, you know, it's precaution rather than that. You know, he's got a thigh strain. So we're just going to monitor that over the next couple of days, and we'll see how it goes. But I don't think he's too far away. It was just precaution, and that's why we've got, you know, the squad that we've got. And as I said, the lads that have come in today have been, you know, absolutely first class.
Because, of course, Morsi is his central midfield partner missing. So the manager's always talking about building little partnerships today. He had to go in with Hurd and Humphreys, who probably haven't played in that position together for a long time.
No, but, you know, the experience, and I think, you know, if any young lad wants to see how to conduct themselves and how to play, I think they need to go and get the DVD of Richie Humphreys, because he was absolutely first class. As well as others, but you know, for a seasoned professional in Richie, I thought he was, you know, he just capped a great performance. And I thought any young lad out there that wants to see how to conduct themselves and stuff, I think they just need to get a DVD of how Richie played today.
And everybody must be in the dressing room, must be delighted for Armand to Nondue to score. Of course, he scored at NK Dons a week or two ago, but it's his first goal at home for a long time.
No, and you could see his celebration, you know, and all the lads celebrated with him. I thought, you know, what we've been saying to Armand is getting him in the right areas, and he's starting to know, to learn and grasp what we're trying to ask of him. And, you know, his work rate as well in the last two games was what we want from him. And I said, you know, he's always wants to learn, and he's always back on the training ground. And again, you know, and it's like anything, you know, you put your hard work in and you get the rewards, and that's what the lads have all done today. They've got the rewards.
Supporters, pundits, everybody always wants to see what progress has been made. You can measure this against Peterborough back in the Johnstone's final at Wembley in March, and you can see a lot of progress has been made.
You can, but, you know, that was back then, this is now. You don't live in the past, you know, we keep moving forward. It's just a great, we've set out to get 3 points, which was achieved. Full credit must go to the players. You know, Peterborough as well, credit to Peterborough, who never lied down, you know, went right to the end. Maybe it could have, you know, got a draw, but that's football, and we set out to get 3 points, which we have. But I must echo what the manager said in there, is that the full credit must go to the players today. I thought the character, the team spirit was first class.